President Trump is back in the White House undergoing treatment for the coronavirus. This includes a number of drug therapies that are being tried on a scale that has not been seen in this pandemic. We checked in with local emergency room physician Mike Murphy to talk about the sense he gets from what is being done for the president.
Yeah, I'm always a little hesitant to make any kind of medical or clinical diagnosis, like you said, of people that I haven't directly evaluated. I guess I would have to sort of defer to the decisions that his physicians are making. I think if he's not hospitalized, his condition is probably pretty good. It sounds like, from what I heard from his physician, he had a couple of episodes early that he had a brief drop in his oxygen level and got some oxygen just basically through what's called a nasal cannula, just oxygen through the nose that helped his oxygen level. But he doesn't look like he went home with that. And if he's convalescing at home, I would have to believe that he's stable enough to not be in the hospital.
So what about the drugs that he's taking? Remdesivir, for instance?
You know, any kind of guess I have here is really just that. It's just a guess. I know from personal experience, we're only utilizing those medications in the sickest patients, you know, patients that are in the intensive care unit. And so there seems to be a bit of a disconnect in terms of what we're seeing and what we're being told and the treatment that he's receiving. So it's hard to put those two things together, except to say that a lot of times in my experience, there's what's called VIP medicine, you know, where people come in and they're of a certain position, and they receive treatments that an average person would not receive.
Well, he is taking an antibody cocktail, but I understand it takes time for these things to build up in the human body.
They've taken an antibody that they think is effective against coronavirus, and they have replicated it, and they've put it into a solution, and then they inject that solution into the body, thinking that those antibodies will fight the coronavirus. So it's not his own antibodies. It's antibodies that were sort of manufactured in a lab for that purpose. So you're right. It would take his body on its own time to form those antibodies.
And the other drug that's been pointed to is dexamethasone, which is a steroid. And a lot of folks have had experience with steroids. What about that?
It's a very common medication to use for a number of indications. I mean, it's a very old medicine. We've been using it forever. I mean, it's used in things like strep throat, sinus infections, asthma. People will get that before they have a dental surgeries. So we use it quite frequently.
One of the things that's come up in the media has been the mental impact, particularly of that particular drug. Without analyzing the president for a moment, what kind of side effects are those in terms of one's mental capabilities and how one reacts?
From what I've read, my personal experience with this and in discussing this with other physicians is that those statements of mental changes caused by dexamethasone are probably a little overstated. People, if they're taking steroids, they will frequently get a sort of an outburst of euphoria. It causes a euphoric response where they will have more energy and feel better briefly. Side effects that, you know, you read about a lot, the possibility for psychosis or sort of a change in mental status that would be cause a problem with cognition. And I think that's exceedingly rare and unlikely.
In our next segment, we talk with Dr. Murphy about how the White House is handling the president's condition. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.